We're also hearing this morning, though, that the new tunnel linking Kent and Essex will create 5 million tonnes of carbon dioxide. Estimates say the traffic created by the Lower Thames crossing is expected to generate another 3.2 million tonnes over 60 years. However, ministers say the scheme will bring a huge economic boost on both sides of the river and relieve congestion, of course, on the M25 as well. The emission figures were obtained through a Freedom of Information request after Highways England initially declined to release them. They've angered, of course, environmentalists. Well, let's discuss this now with Laura Blake, chair of the Thames Crossing Action Group, who joins us this morning. Laura, thank you for being here. I suppose, you know, this is a crossing. Lots of traffic's going to be going, you know, to and fro, back and forth across it. Were you surprised by these figures?
Morning, Anna.
Morning.
I wouldn't say I was surprised. We have waited a long time to try and get this information from Highways England, who have done their best to try and withhold it as long as possible, probably knowing the outrage that it would cause because of such high figures from these carbon emissions.
Yeah, it does seem strange, though, doesn't it? Because we know how high up on the list the environment is on the government's agenda right now. You know, they've been very vocal, haven't they, about how they want to do projects to really lower our carbon emissions in this country. So
yeah,
why this?
It's surprising that you think that this actual information that was obtained, and we're grateful for the Transport Action Network who obtained this information under the Freedom of Information Act for being so persistent, because it has taken some time to get it. That information was released on Friday, and it was then Saturday that the Prime Minister actually made an announcement that the aim is to cut carbon emissions by 68% by 2030. So I don't really understand how they're saying one thing and not doing the other. It's time that we actually had some action to back up all the talk.
Do we need to look at this in the round? I mean, if we pull back from this, do you think that actually some of those, like some of that traffic that's going to cross the Lower Thames crossing if and when it gets built, would have been on a road somewhere else? So are we just spreading existing congestion? Do you see what I mean?
I understand what your question is and your point is, Anna, but at the end of the day, new roads create more traffic, and the LTC is not going to solve all the problems at the Dartford crossing. So for those sitting there thinking, oh, but it's going to balance it out because it's going to solve that, it doesn't. Highways England's own figures prove that the Dartford crossing will still be over capacity, and all those problems that we all suffer with are still going to be there. When they're talking about spending £8.2 billion of taxpayers' money, I think we deserve something that's a bit better, one for solving the congestion issues and two for the environment and for our own health and well-being.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because you're right, I'm always hearing that, you know, more roads create more traffic. You think they'd spread the traffic out, but I suppose the logic is that if you think you're not going to sit in a queue, you're more likely to drive. I suppose the other thing, though, Laura, is what if in the future the cars were greener? So what if we moved to electric cars? Would it still be such a problem?
Yeah, that's another thing that Highways England always try to wriggle out of when you question them on pollution and things. And the fact is that there is still pollution associated with electric vehicles. And there are lots of other issues that surround electric vehicles as well. They also create PM2.5, particulate matter 2.5, which is very tiny particles. And the whole Lower Thames crossing route fails against World Health Organization standards on PM2.5. So I don't really see the electric vehicles as a solution. Also, if people think they are greener and cleaner options, does that not mean that they may travel more, which of course doesn't help congestion? So we're still going to end up sitting there on busy roads.
It's tricky, isn't it? I mean, do you think this crossing has been so controversial since the get-go, really, hasn't it? Do you think it will be built?
Who knows? It's a time of change. There are lots of things going on. The government or the UK are actually hosting COP26 next year, which is the UN Climate Change Conference. So with that world stage and everyone watching, we can only hope that the government will actually start putting some actions behind everything that they're saying about moving forward in a cleaner way.
Do you have an alternative solution? I mean, you know, if this isn't the right crossing, is there something that you would be happy with, a different crossing in a different place, or is it just a no?
I'm glad that you asked that, because a lot of people do think that many of us that are opposed to it are just NIMBYs, but we understand that there is a problem and we want that problem fixed as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. Our preferred option would be something called Option 14, which was an official Highways England option. They were supposed to actually consult upon this as one of the options at Location A, and they actually gave us a biased consultation back in 2016 and didn't include Location A properly in the consultation. Option 14 would be a long tunnel from around Junction 2 through to between 29 and 30 on the M25. Being a long tunnel, it would mean that they could filter the air, so it would actually improve air quality.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, well, surely that just puts the traffic in a different place. But so how would that work then? They put filters all along the tunnel?
Yeah, they can filter the air in the tunnels, and they can do that. And it would also take more of the traffic away from the current crossing, because what it would really be doing, Anna, is finally completing the M25 as a true motorway orbital, because obviously that section where all the problems are is actually technically the 282, the A282. So if you actually finally finish the M25 and you didn't have the traffic being stopped every 15 to 20 minutes to escort hazardous vehicles through, you would get a much better traffic flow, and all of the national traffic could actually stay on the new part of it, call it an expressway or a bypass to the current crossing.
That's really interesting. Do you think they took that off because it's so expensive to build a tunnel?
I think that they actually wanted to just go for economic benefits rather than solving the problems. I think Highways England also said, when we've questioned them about it, that they didn't feel that it would take enough traffic away. Now, that's very strange when you consider the fact that, as I've just explained, and it would make sense logically, that all the national traffic would use it. You're really just ultimately fixing the problem of the fact that it's not a motorway technically on that section where we get all those problems. So surely it makes sense to actually create a bypass that is fit for modern standards, and that you wouldn't need to escort hazardous vehicles, because with modern traffic standards, you can actually allow them to travel freely.
That's fascinating. Well, listen, Laura, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure we will talk again about this, because as you say, we don't yet know what the future holds in terms of that crossing or a different permutation. But for now, thank you for your time. That's Laura Blake there, chair of the Thames Crossing Action Group. I hadn't heard, actually, that other sort of suggestion that she made. I wonder what you make of that. You can text this morning, 81333, start your message with the word Kent. Well, we did, of course, approach Highways England about all of this, and they said the Lower Thames Crossing is the UK's most ambitious roads project in a generation, which will add billions to the national, regional and local economies by almost doubling road capacity between Kent and Essex and reducing delays. But it will also impact on the environment, and minimising this impact is a key priority for us. Our proposed design includes the UK's longest road tunnel, as it offers the best possible local environmental benefits. And we've just found out why that would be the case. Interesting stuff. And we'll keep across what might happen, of course, at that crossing here on BBC Radio Kent.